From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. The United States Justice Department is suing the city of Ferguson for civil rights violations. The suit was filed less than a day after the Ferguson City Council amended an agreement made with the Department of Justice that would have avoided litigation. Mayor James Knowles said that the Ferguson City Council wanted to continue negotiating with the Justice Department.
We agreed to present it to the council as presented, but there had been no formal agreement or any agreement that their agreement as presented was going to be supported.
But Attorney General Loretta Lynch says Ferguson knew what it was doing when it changed the proposed decree, and that by doing so, the Ferguson City Council rejected the consent decree when it made changes to the agreement.
It is extremely unfortunate that the city has chosen to litigate this matter rather than move directly to these remedies and reforms that would, in fact, have been proven a benefit to the city and avoided the cost of litigation.
Knowles says the City Council needed to amend the consent decree in order to make it financially attainable.
The state of Missouri constitutionally requires us to have a balanced budget. Agreeing to something that you don't have the money in the bank to, I mean, this isn't possible for us to meet.
Lynch says the Justice Department was sensitive to costs when negotiating the consent decree. After the Department of Justice sued, a spokesperson for the city said the earliest the city was likely to respond would be today. Missouri Senate members are weighing a series of new bills that target reform for people who went to prison when they were juveniles. One bill in particular would require a parole hearing for all inmates without priors who have been serving for 15 years. Opponents of the bill fear inmates convicted of violent crimes would qualify for a parole hearing too easily, leading to murderers walking free. Republican Senator Bob Dixon of Springfield says that the bill needs to be more specific in outlining eligibility.
We have to have at least some options in statute for the types of crimes that are really unthinkable, regardless of age, frankly.
Supporters of the bill say that adolescents should be able to prove that they can be productive members of society after 15 years in prison, especially if they committed just one felony as a teenager. Democratic Senator Kiki Curls of Kansas City is the bill's sponsor.
We need to begin to have the discussion on those folks that are incarcerated, that may have committed a crime, of course, when they were very young, that happened to be incarcerated for an exorbitant amount of time compared to the crime that was committed.
Two other bills heard Wednesday propose additional education opportunities for inmates and ensuring that juveniles are not held in adult facilities. The Mizzou Parking and Transportation Services have partnered up with Walker Parking Consultants to improve the overall experience of parking and transportation on campus. An open forum was held Wednesday at MU's Student Center, and Walker Parking Consultant Representative David Lieb says the forum was an important step for the development of their master plan. MU hopes to have a plan in place by May. Melissa Click has finally broken her silence. The MU communication professor stepped into the limelight 3 months ago when she shoved a student shooting video and called for Muscle to have him removed from an area where student demonstrators were gathering.
When I watch the video, I feel embarrassed and very sorry for my behavior in that moment.
Click hopes people can take her actions into context, accounting for her intention to protect students she believed were under threat. But Click says she does not intend to resign, even though legislators, donors, and even a UM curator have called for her removal.
It's somewhat convenient to be angry with me instead of the students who actually were the ones. I'm not blaming the students, but it was their movement that caused the change that happened that day. It wasn't my mistake.
Click also said she's actually had very limited contact with the members of the group concerned Student 1950 and never advised them on their agenda setting or media strategy. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News, Columbia.